Hey guys, real quick, just wanted to make you guys aware, if you don't already know about this, every Tuesday night, Autumn and I get on Facebook live at 8:15 Central Standard Time for about a half an hour. And man, we just answer questions, we have an open discussion about all things fitness, finance, and faith. And we've been doing this for all of 2018, and it's been a lot of fun, and we really look forward to it every week. And so I wanted to make you guys aware and invite you guys to join us on the next Tuesday. You know, as your schedule permits, man. I mean, we're all busy. We're all super busy. And so just pop in for a few minutes, you know, just kind of be a casual observer or bring a question or a comment or an issue or whatever. Facebook live every Tuesday night, 8:15 Central Standard Time. I will see you guys there. Jim Schultz, F-Cubed Podcast. Welcome back, man. It is a Wednesday. It is good old hump day. And we're just knocking it out right there, Biscuit. We are just knocking it out, man. I'm sitting here with one of my cats, Biscuit. We have Biscuit, who is a boy, and we have Berry, who is a girl. So Berry like blueberry, not Berry like Berry Sanders. And so, yeah, man, it's a good day to be alive. And I've got a little finance piece that I wanted to talk about here tonight. You know, I really think we may only be a few minutes on this one, but I always feel that way. And then I look down and I'm 16 minutes in and I'm like, yeah, I should probably wrap this up. But today or tonight, I want to talk about trading the news. I want to talk about trying to find opportunities trading the short-term news cycle, because I think a lot of people try to do this, and you know, I hear a lot of this or see a lot of this given all of my work at Tasty Trade and just kind of all of the active trading that I do and all of the active trading that we talk about all the time. I mean, everybody is on the search for the Holy Grail, you know? Everybody is kind of looking for this perfect way to trade, whether it be trading the news or looking at charts or like what we do at Tasty Trade or what I believe in from an active trading standpoint is kind of just looking at the pure mathematics and trading, you know, probabilistically and quantitatively and taking things from that angle. So kind of looking at it through that lens, let's just focus on trading the news. It's really hard to do. And by that, I mean, it's probably impossible. And so unless you are a professional, meaning like you literally have an infrastructure built, your entire business model is capturing like fractions of pennies, you know, a couple of nanoseconds before the next guy, that is who I'm talking about. When a news event drops or when a news event hits the wire, I think there might be some arbitrage opportunities. There might be some quick gains to be had. But I also believe that all of that is wiped away within a few nanoseconds. All of that is simply gone. It disappears before we can even blink our eyes and before we even realize it's there to begin with. And so, you know, we don't even know it's there, let alone have the wherewithal to take advantage of something we might see. And so it's kind of like, wow, like it just flashes before your eyes, where you're like, oh my gosh, you know, I just saw an incredible opportunity, and then it's gone. I think there might be something there for that time window. But for the rest of us mere mortals, I don't think there's anything there. I don't think there's anything there for two reasons. Number one is what I just said. I feel like from a purely time-stamped standpoint, there's nothing there. But secondly, I think a lot of times the news and the corresponding market reaction to said news is not what we expected it to be. You know, I mean, this is a bigger reason why I don't really feel like trading earnings is a profitable strategy long term. I think it's fun and I do it, and I think it's good to kind of learn and hone your skills and just kind of have some skin in the game and keep you interested, you know, especially in these markets where, you know, there's not really a whole lot going on. Like, I'm all for it, but I don't think you're going to retire early trading earnings. I don't think there's anything there, because I don't even care if you knew what the earnings report was going to be beforehand. I still don't think you could be profitable trading it after the fact, because the market reaction to news events is so unpredictable, man. It is so unpredictable. And let me give you two terrific examples. Now, I am probably the least political person you will ever meet. Like, I have so little interest in that entire space. But I'm going to use two examples from the political space just because they're on the forefront of my mind. And I think that even if you're not a political person like me, if you've been around paying attention the last couple of years, both of these examples are going to ring true and make sense for you. Number one, Donald Trump is elected president. So this was obviously kind of like common sense, I guess, within the trading circles. But if you're not like an active trader, and if that's not really your space, then maybe it wasn't as apparent to you. But I mean, I remember having so many conversations with not only my coworkers and my colleagues and other traders alike, but everybody was just in agreement that if Donald Trump, forget getting elected, but if it was even close, the market was just going to get completely creamed. I mean, the stock market was just going to get gorilla smacked like you've never seen before. And so what happened? Well, if you actually watched the stock market reaction that night, it was really interesting, because as the vote started to pour in, and it looked like, oh my gosh, like, this guy's got a shot. Forget about winning, but this guy's actually got a chance. The stock market started to sell off really, really hard. Like, the futures market, which kind of trades overnight and points towards the overall stock market, was showing a huge loss. And so everyone was like, oh my gosh, man, I knew this was going to happen. I'm a genius. I should have traded it. Or I'm a genius and I did trade it, and I'm glad I'm such a genius. But then as the night unfolded, the stock market completely reversed and then closed higher the next day after Trump was elected. Forget about keeping it close. My man is the president now. And the stock market went significantly higher the following day. And ever since then, so that was day one. Fast forward to day, I don't know, what, 600. And the stock market has continued to move higher. The stock market has continued its just relentless march higher. There have been a couple of moments, a couple of days where it kind of went lower temporarily, but then it just rebounded, and now we are at all-time high after all-time high. Nobody, and I mean 0.00% of people, saw that one coming. And there is no bigger news event than that. So again, had you known beforehand that Trump was going to be elected, you would have been like, oh, this is a slam dunk. I'm going short, and I am going to retire early. And you would have lost everything. Here is a second example, also political, but a little bit more recent. You've got all these tariffs that are coming out against other countries, that are coming out against, you know, China, and I think there might even be some European tariffs. Again, I don't really follow the space that often. And by that often, I mean like at all. And so I just kind of loosely know what's going on. And I just know that there is effectively a trade war that is happening globally right now. Well, trade wars, by and large, not usually a promising thing for the global economy. Not usually a good thing for, you know, any stock market, let alone the United States stock market, the strongest stock market in the world, and effectively the origin of said tariffs. And what has the stock market done? It has done nothing but move higher. It has done nothing but just shrug off all these tariffs and continue to move higher. Again, had I told you that tariff A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and H would have been handed out against all these countries, and you knew that beforehand, you'd be like, oh, once again, slam dunk short. I'm going to make a bunch of money. This thing is just basically printing money right into my lap. And once again, you would have been dead wrong and you'd be completely broke. And so those are just two examples. I could give 1,000. But those are just two examples that it's really, really, really hard, aka impossible, to trade the news in the short term, in my view. Now, I have a lot of respect. I mean, there are a lot of really smart people in this space. And there are a lot of really smart people that think, no, you can trade the news. And they will have very convincing and compelling arguments to support their thinking. And I have a tremendous amount of respect for those people. But man, I'll tell you, I don't see it. I don't see it. I don't think it's there consistently. I don't think it's there sustainably. I don't think it's something that you can do for 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years into the future. Can you get lucky 3, 4, 5 times in a row and think you have something? Of course. I mean, basic statistics shows you that, you know, if you're doing a 50-50 coin flip, the odds that you flip 4 or 5 heads in a row is not really that low. I mean, it's going to happen if you give yourself enough occurrences. And so I kind of think we're running into a similar scenario here where you'll have so many people that think there's something there when really there isn't. And so I hope this was helpful for you guys. I hope you guys got a little bit of value from this one, a little finance piece on this Wednesday night. I will be back on Friday with something good, I hope. I don't know what it's going to be yet, but hopefully come Friday morning or afternoon or early evening, I will have it figured out. So I will see you guys then. Hey guys, you're listening to the podcast. Thank you so much. I am so humbled by your time and your attention. Man, it would mean the world to me if right now, if you texted one of your friends with a link to this podcast and you were just like, hey, check this guy out. Give this guy a listen. You know, I think fitness, finance, faith, you know, it might help you out. Help me spread the message. Help me spread the word. Man, it would be phenomenal.